Now, with Abel, God put down once and for all the fact that men are going to approach him only on one basis, by faith, and that salvation will be by faith in Christ. Not only did Abraham see Christ's day and rejoice, but so did Abel. We're told here in verse 4, and I'm going to read it now, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. All right, now I want to go back to the book of Genesis, to the story of these two boys. And I want us to see just what it was that Abel had that Cain didn't have, and what was the difference between these two boys. So let's go back to the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. And I read now, and Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Well, what she really said was, I have gotten the man from the Lord. What man are we talking about? God made clear to Eve that there would be coming one in her line, the seed of the woman. I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, speaking to Satan, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head. And who's it? Christ shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel. Now we have that given to us, but Adam and Eve did not know this struggle with sin was going to last so long. They thought their first son would be the man that was coming, but he wasn't. Cain was not the Savior. He was a murderer. Verse 2, and she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Probably we ought to stop here and make a comparison of these two boys, because there's a whole Grand Canyon between these two. They're antipodes apart, and yet they were brothers, the sons of Adam and Eve. Now, what was the difference between the two? The late Dr. Harry Remmer thought they were twins. Well, I don't think of them as twins, but I think they were more alike than twins could be. For instance, you could have a family today that's born into the family, two boys. And one of the boys, he is a fine, upstanding boy. He goes through school, makes straight A's, then to college, and then he becomes a professional man, a doctor maybe. And the other boy, though, he doesn't do well in school, drops out of school. He's a dropout, and he begins to drink and to smoke pot, and he is that type of a boy. So, what's the explanation? Two boys in the same family. And the psychologist comes along. Now he says, according to the Mendelian theory, what you have here is one boy, this upstanding boy, he takes after an aunt on the mother's side. And that's the reason that he's such a fine, upstanding boy. But the other boy takes after an uncle on the father's side. And that's the reason he's drinking, because the father had a drinking uncle. And they explain it that way. But you can't use that method about Cain and Abel. Who was the aunt and the uncle of Cain and Abel? They didn't have something that many of us have, aunts and uncles. They didn't have any aunts. They didn't have any uncles. The fact of the matter is they didn't have any grandparents. And you can't use heredity for these two boys. I think they were alike as two peas. They just looked alike, acted alike in many ways, but they were different friends, very much different. And you can't use the method of environment. Some use that as making the difference. And a great many people think That is the real difference among man, is environment. If you just make it all right, everything will be fine. Because they feel today that if they could get rid of the slums and put people in nice homes, they'd be nice. But it doesn't always work that way. Here, you find out that these two boys, they had the same environment. I can't think of a home that was the same for both boys as the home of Cain and Abel. Now, notice what happens here. We have these two boys, and we're told that now they come to God. And in process of time, actually it means at the end of days, I think of the Sabbath day. They belong to the first creation, the old creation. And in process of time, or at the end of days, they came at a specified time that Cain brought. And the word brought has in it the thought of to an appointed place of the fruit of the ground and offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Now, what is the difference between the two offerings then? Didn't both of them come in obedience to God? No, they did not. You see, God had revealed to them that they were to bring a sacrifice, a little lamb, and that little lamb pointed to Christ. Somebody says, but Genesis doesn't say that. No, it doesn't say that. But the verse I read in the 11th chapter of Hebrews does say it. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. How could he? Well, he came by faith. What is faith? Let's look at it again. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This man had a revelation from God. So did Cain. They're both in the same family. But Cain ignored it, and he brought what he wanted to bring, the fruit of the ground. He had done it. In other words, here's the first man who brought his works to God. A lot of people are still coming the same way, and they come by works. They do this and they do that. This man is bringing what he raised. But this other man brings a lamb and slays it. And had you been there and said to him, Brother Abel, why are you bringing a lamb? He'd said, God commanded it. We'd have said to him, do you think the little lamb takes away your sin? And he would have said, of course not. Well, then why do you blame it? Well, he said, I just told you. God commanded us to bring it. What do you understand? Well, he says, God said to my mother that there's one coming in her line that's going to be a Savior. And that one is the one this little lamb's pointing to. And I'm coming by faith, looking to the time when a deliverer and a Savior will come. So here at the very beginning, God made the way open to himself clear. That without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. That we come to God on one basis, that we're sinners. And that the penalty for our sin must be paid. And that's the reason the little lamb must be slain. The little lamb can't take away. It looks in faith to the coming of Christ, who is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. So that Abel's offering points to Christ. And he came by faith. This is the way of salvation that's made clear to us. At the very beginning, God got this straightened out early, friends. And today, though a man be a stranger and a wayfaring man and a fool, he need not err therein. God's made it very clear that Christ is the way to himself, and that God gave him to die for our sins. And that makes this very important, you see.